Never, by El Stoplador, read by Rhea 314, Vandom, Count of Monte Cristo, pairing Mercedes de Morcerf, Heyday. Rating mature, no archive warnings apply. Her hair smells of jasmine. In her, spring reaches back to the winter of your self-imposed solitude. Finds and fans the last ember of life you were killing through want of fuel. Outside is January, the chill light of a Paris afternoon, but here time has stopped still, and it is always, and never. You have never lain like this, a woman's head between your breasts, a woman's hand between your thighs. Her skin tastes of sun and salt, and in her you remember your days of girlhood, by the sea at Marseille. You never wanted to remember. She stretches to kiss you, and in her young face you see old eyes. She has lived three lifetimes, and you have never lived. You think that these lips that you kissed last kissed Edmund, that these hands that caressed you last caressed Edmund. And then you remember that Edmund has not been Edmund for a very long time, and will never be again. You tell her, I've never... And she hushes you and says, don't worry. Her breath is warm across your breasts, and her lashes flutter against your throat. You have never felt the insistent lapping of a woman's tongue against your nipples, the nipping of sharp teeth along your collarbone. You think suddenly of Edmund, the Count, as you last saw him, and you shudder. But it is more than half a shudder of pleasure. You have never had someone part your legs by stroking your thigh so gently, so skillfully, that all you want is for her to reach more of you. Nobody has ever touched you there. All you want now is for her to never stop. You have never known such desire. The movement of her fingers is firm, rhythmic. She pinches a nipple with the other hand, and the sudden sharp pain is exquisite. She slips two, three, fingers you can't tell, inside you, and her thumb moves fast. Never, never before now has your world exploded in dense velvet blackness. Never has your body moved in such urgent waves. Never have you moaned in such ecstasy. Never have you been so moved at the sight of another woman weeping. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thank you for listening.